This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And also, God is so great. Yes, he is. And he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you on this morning as a God of your word. God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you as our healer, as our comforter, as so many more things. God, as we continue to decrease, God, we pray that you would increase within us, oh God. Lord, we invite your presence on this line on this morning. Father God, remove every demonic spirit that is trying to hinder us from getting a closer relationship with you, oh God. Lord, we say yes to your will. And yes, to your way. God, I pray for the people that are listening on this morning, oh God. I pray that, oh God, you will answer their prayers they have before you in the matchless name of Jesus. I come against every demonic altar that has been brought against us, oh God. God, I pray that every word that has been spoken against our destiny become null and void, God. God, we thank you for the turnaround, God. The turnaround in the spirit as well as the natural, God. Lord, we see your hand moving in every situation, God, and we just want to say thank you. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Acts, the 9th chapter and the 15th verse. That's Acts 9 and 15. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, but the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings, and to the people of Israel. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is a chosen vessel. A chosen vessel. To be a chosen vessel of God means to be an individual selected by God for a specific purpose, to be a container for his work and to be used for his glory. This concept emphasizes that value comes from God's purpose. Yes, it does. And it is not inherited perfection. And it also involves a process of calling, preparation, and commitment to obedience. So we have some examples like the Apostle Paul. He shows that God uses people despite of their past, despite of their imperfections. And these individuals are also entrusted with the spiritual treasures to carry out God's will. So let us look at the key aspects of being a chosen vessel. Because remember, many are called, but few are chosen. A chosen vessel is a divine selection. It begins, just like we said, it begins with God selecting and he is setting a person apart for his use and his use only. This selection is a declaration of value, a specialness in the eyes of the Lord. And we can all see this example in Paul, how God translated Saul into Paul. Ah, Yiddiyosha. And it also deals with empowerment. A chosen vessel is one whom God's power and presence reside. The vessel itself is secondary to the treasure it contains. Good God Almighty. Its value comes from what is inside, not the physical body, not what is outside, because the outside can fool you, but it is what's inside, that will make a change. And also, being a chosen vessel requires preparation and consecration. God prepares a chosen vessel through a process that includes a calling, a period of devotion, fasting, praying, training through experiences. Yes, your trial. You should learn experiences through your trial. Oh, my God. And this often involves separation from the worldly normal and a deep commitment to God's will. A chosen vessel also requires obedience and purpose. The chosen vessel is called to be obedient to only God's commands, which are not just something that is put out there, but they are instructions on all areas of your life, from the relationships to the finances. This obedience allows them to be used for specific tasks. Suffering and comfort and confidence is another task of the chosen vessel. You see, this path of a chosen vessel can include suffering. People of God, you are not going to be liked because you have made a decision. For God I live and for God I die. Chosen vessels are often misunderstood, mistreated, ostracized, talked about, lied on. They cannot partake in cliques per se. Chosen vessels are oftentimes loners. Come on here, somebody. Suffering and consequences. Suffering and confidence as well. The chosen vessel, just like the word of God say, includes suffering, but it is accompanied by God's comfort, God's provision, and God's authority to carry out his plan. So we see some examples in the scripture where Paul, initially a persecutor of the church, he was chosen to bear God's name before Gentiles, kings, and Israel, demonstrating God's power to use even the most unlikely individuals. You see, Ananias, the Lord referred him as a chosen vessel in Acts 9 and 15 to bear his name. Okay, so the backdrop of it, God sent Ananias to minister to Saul. Ananias had a reputation. He persecuted the church. Nobody did not even want to be bothered with him. He had a bad name. But after the empowerment on the road of Damascus, God changed him. He had an encounter, and God changed his whole entire being. And he even changed his name from Saul to Paul. And he went on to witness about the goodness of God. So the moral of the story is God can even use you in your imperfection. No matter what type of past you have, God is looking at your past. God is seeing what you are to become. Ooh, mama de dio boshe. Oh, my God. God is not even worried about what you did. He just needs a chosen vessel. He just needs somebody to say, God, yes to your will and yes to your way. I may not understand what I'm going through. I may have to suffer sometime. I may have to cry sometime. I may have to do without the things I like, God. Whatever your will is, how you I'm willing to do it, oh God, because I find it an honor that you chose me. Little old me, I find it worthy. And also another example that we can use, Moses. Despite of his speech impediment, he was called to lead the people out of Egypt. Moses felt like he wasn't ready. Moses felt like, no, God, I cannot even talk right. Why do you want to use me? But it's the very humble heart, the very humble person that God uses. My God. So what is the meaning of Acts 9 and 15? It means that Jesus chose Saul to be a chosen instrument or vessel to spread gospel to the Gentiles, to the kings and the people of marking a radical shift from his former role as a persecutor of the Christians. People of God, this was a powerful and divinely appointed calling that required Saul to leave his old life behind and become an ambassador for Christ, despite the promises of the significant suffering that would come with it. People of God, you have to make up in your mind, I'm leaving that old stuff behind. What they did to me, what they said to me, how they came up against me, that was part of God's plan. Ooh, Mother Diosha, that was part of God making me to be whom he has called me to be. My God, Paul was a chosen instrument. It was a radical transformation, and it also sent a universal message. And it was a costly causing. It was a costly calling. Because immediately followed by the promise of God that Saul would have to suffer much for his name, this was a sobering addition to his glorious calling, emphasizing that his new life would involve significant hardship. People of God, if you're going to reign with him, you got to suffer. You got to suffer with him in order to reign with him. So, Saul was the greatest enemy of the early church, as we know. He wouldn't think God would have anything to do with someone who was so against Jesus. But as Saul was traveling to the Damascus to arrest believers, he was struck down to the ground by a binding light from heaven and a voice saying, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. I'm the one you down here, you are talking about. I'm the one you are lying on my name. So in that one destiny moment, Saul's life was forever changed. People of God, it only takes one touch from Jesus and your life will never be the same. And that moment, he became the Apostle Paul, the greatest asset of the church. He wrote nearly half of the books of the New Testament. And God said he was a chosen vessel to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And that's what he did. You see, the enemy would love to keep you condemned, feeling unworthy, as though you do not belong. You don't measure up. Don't ever discount yourself. The mercy of God is bigger than any mistake you've made. God is saying today, you are a chosen vessel. Your mistakes didn't cancel your destiny. God doesn't consult your past to determine your future. People look at what you are, but God sees what you can become. Be a Paul. Come on, let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for never writing us off. when we've been off course and failed.